那么今天正如咱们的这个主题曲一样，咱们来讲一讲爵士乐。If you were in jazz and more than 10 people like you, you're labeled commercial. 如果你喜欢爵士乐呢，超过十个人喜欢你，那么你就被标签为商业化。这个话是 Herbie Mann 说的，他是出生1930年，是一个爵士大师啊。那么咱们来讲一讲爵士乐，希望大家喜欢。Jazz is truly American music, being a combination of that country's two dominant cultures, African and European. As a genre, it's almost unique in embodying both Euro and urban sounds, as well as ranging from the raw sounds of New Orleans Dixieland bands to the sophistication of New York cool jazz groups. New Orleans.Dixieland jazz evolved from the ragtime music of the late 19th century, which was epitomized by the work of the Scott Joplin, composer of piano rags such as Entertainer, finding the steady ragtime two to four time monotonous. Some musicians doubled the time to 4 to 4 and began to play the melody just a little ahead of or behind the beat, which gave an unevenness to the pulse.These subtle rhythmic changes increase the swing of the music, producing the fast, happy, high-energy music now known as traditional jazz. When one thinks of jazz, one automatically thinks of New Orleans, a city where almost every bar and club has its own house band. One of the early exponents of the genre was Buddy Bolden, who was remembered for his blues songs such as Careless Love.Another of the early traditional players was Jelly Roll Morton, a brilliant pianist, arranger, and composer, who is the best remembered for his Tiger Rag. Another early New Orleans band leader was King Oliver, who moved to Chicago in 1918 and formed his own band, the Creole Jazz Band, in 1922.One of the musicians Oliver invited to join him was Louis Armstrong, who had started his professional life playing trumpet in the red light district of the New Orleans in 15 cents a night. Armstrong, a master improvisation, formed his own band in 1925 and revolutionized jazz for all time. He was the first to create solo improvised melodies that complemented the basic theme and thus established the central role of the soloist.In what had previously been an ensemble form. His technical virtuosity was breathtaking. He was, for instance, able to hold high notes of effortlessly for 3 or 4 bars at a time. Chicago traditional jazz, influenced by what was happening in New Orleans. The Chicago of the early 1900s was also essential of jazz, led by Nick LaRocca.The original Dixieland jazz band, which was composed solely of white musicians, made the first ever jazz recordings in 1917. One man who was inspired by the band was the legendary Big Spitterbeck, who after hearing a recording by LaRocca, persuaded his parents to give him a cornet. He formed his own band, the Wolverines, in 1923, but by 1925,He had gone solo and was performing with various touring bands. Although he died at only 28, Bitterbeck was the man chiefly responsible for introducing Dixieland jazz to a wide audience, and without him, the genre would never had become so popular. Bebop, the cool jazz, an offshoot of classical jazz's bebop, which developed in Harlem in the early 1940s,The onomatopoeia was coined by young musicians including Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, and Thelonious Monk to describe the style that emerged during their jam sessions, characterized by upbeat rhythms, fast tempo, and improvisation. Bebop later became accepted as a nickname for the whole wave of new jazz exploded after World War II. Cool jazz musicians take a more intellectual approach to their music, disdaining any kind of showmanship. They often play with their backs to the audience. The rhythm is muted, the drummer simply keeping the beat, on which the players stay rather than syncopating. The melodic improvisation is very free in cool jazz, and players often use counterpart to play two improvised melodic lines at the same time. Two of the best-known exponents of cool jazz are Miles Davis and the Dave Brubeck Quartet. Dizzy Gillespie, 我们刚刚说的这个几个人物，咱们介绍一下哈。 Dizzy Gillespie, a trumpeter, composer and band leader, was responsible for giving jazz a whole new style that included whole tone, scale, and altered chords. Thelonious Monk was one of the greatest jazz pianists. Born in New York City, he began playing at his local Baptist church. Although he has own big band, he's better known for its jazz quarter. As well as being a comedian and a filmmaker, Woody Allen is an enthusiastic jazz clarinetist. His favorite being New Orleans jazz. He's seen here guesting in a band show.
好的，那我给大家说一说这个文章什么意思。那么爵士乐呢，是真正的美国音乐，作为这个一种混合
combination，
什么呢？混合呢？ 是两个主导的文化
two dominant cultures， 这个 African and European 非洲和欧洲，他们的这两个文化，那么作为一个领域
is almost unique in embodying both Euro and urban sounds，
作为一个领域呢，它就是非常的独特啊，它拥有乡村和城市的两种声音 as well as ranging from the raw sounds of New Orleans Dixieland bands。 Sophistication New York Cool Jazz Group，
它这个领域包括从这个声音哈，就那个新奥尔良 Dixieland Bands， 到这个复杂的纽约啊 Cool Jazz Groups， 纽约的这个爵士团，New Orleans， 那么 Dixieland Jazz 这种 Jazz 呢，它是从早期的爵士乐开始演变过来 evolve from， 在晚期的19世纪。 Which was optimized, 典型的, 是 Scott Joplin 的这个杰作, optimized, E-P-I-T-O-M-I-Z-E-D, optimized.
Composer of piano rags such as entertainer,
那么这个钢琴曲的这个演奏者,作曲者,就是这个娱乐家呢,
the entertainer, finding the steady ragtime 2 to 4 times monotonous.
他这个创建的这个叫做这个 ragtime 是早期爵士乐啊，2:4的这个时间。有些这个音乐家呢，他把这个时间加倍了，变成4:4。
And began to play the melody just a little ahead or behind the beat.
开始玩就是演奏这个旋律呢，开始就提前这个节奏，还有落后这个节奏。
Which gave an unevenness to the pause.
给这个冲动的基于一种不协调的感。
These subtle rhythmic changes increase the swing of the music, producing the fast, happy, high-energy music now known as traditional jazz.
这些呢，微小的这个节奏的变化呢， 增加了这个音乐的这个节奏性，还有这个变化，摇摆性，创造出了一个快、高兴，而且有高能量的一个这个音乐，它被称作为这个典型的爵士乐。
One of the early exponents of the genre，
一个最早期的典型的这个领域呢，是 Buddy Bolden 这个人。 他呢是被纪念他的这个叫做 blues 啊，这个蓝调音乐，像什么 Careless Love 啊，这个粗心的爱。
Another of the early traditional player was Jelly Roll Morton.
另一个这个早期的这个典型的这个演奏家呢是 Jelly Roll Morton, a brilliant pianist, 一个非常非常杰出的钢琴家 arranger and a composer, who is best remembered for his Tiger Rag. 他是被纪念成为这个 Tiger Rag.
Another early New Orleans band leader was King Oliver.
另一个早期的新奥尔良的这个乐队的 领导者呢叫做 King Oliver.他这个搬到了 Chicago in 1918 and formed his own band, the Creole Jazz Band. 他那个成的，他就是建立了自己的这个爵士队，叫做 Creole 爵士队。在1922年 ,one of the musicians Oliver invited to join him was Louis Armstrong.
其中一个 演奏家呢 ,Oliver,他邀请过来呢叫做 Louis Armstrong, who had started his professional life playing trumpet in the red light district of the New Orleans for 15 cents a night.
这个 Louis Armstrong 他开始自己的职业生涯吹自己的这个小号呢 trumpet, 在红灯区 red light district, New Orleans, 他是每晚15美分 ,15 cents a night. Armstrong 他是一个大师啊Improvisation, 即兴演奏大师，他创造了自己的乐队在1925年，还有这个革命性的爵士乐 and revolutionized jazz for all time. 他把爵士就是推到了一个革命性的变化上。
He was the first to create solo improvised melodies that complemented the basic theme.
他是第一个创造了这个独奏即兴演奏。然后呢complemented the basic, 它填补了这个就是基本的这个主题曲。因此呢 established the central role of the soloist in what had previously been an ensemble form.
于是呢它就展示了一个重要的就是一个独奏者的中央角色。在以前呢是一个非常隐就是以前是大家都不知道的啊它给它展示出来了。
His technical virtuosity. 他的这个有技术的演技呢是非常非常夺人呼吸的。他是呢举个例子呢是可以 hold high notes effortlessly for 3 to 4 bars at a time.
他就是说可以引起很高的呼声可以获得很高的投票啊可以而且毫不费力呢在一次就是一次呢可以在三四个酒吧里面啊他可以在一次在三四个酒吧里面获得非常非常这个高的呼声。
Chicago traditional jazz, 那么就是芝加哥的这个典型的爵士。Influenced by what's happening in New Orleans,
由于被这个影响就是在新奥尔良发生的事情那么 Chicago 芝加哥呢在早期的1900年呢也是一个这个爵士的中心 ,led by Nick LaRocca, 他是被领导者呢是 Nick LaRocca, the original Dixieland Jazz Band, which was composed solely of white musicians.
他是被这个独奏家啊叫做这个 white musicians, 是一堆白人演奏者啊被他们这个演奏出来被他们做谱的曲
,made the first ever jazz recordings in 1917,
他做的是第一个这个爵士的录音是1917年。
One man who inspired by the band was the legendary Big Spitterbeck, who after hearing a recording by LaRocca, persuaded his parents to give him a cornet.
就是说有一个男人呢他被这个乐队警醒就是启发了。他是传奇的 Big Spitterbeck。然后呢当听到了这个 LaRocca 的录音以后呢说服了他的父母给他买了一个大长号大那个就是这个短号啊说错了是短号 Cornet, C-O-R-N-E-T, Cornet 是短号的意思。他创建了自己的乐队叫做金刚狼 The Wolverines。1923年但是到了1925年呢他开始变得独奏 and performing with various touring bands, 开始演奏各种各样的这个乐队。尽管呢他死的时候只有28岁 Bitterbeck was the man chiefly responsible for introducing Dixieland Jazz to a white audience. 尽管他死时候只有28岁，但是他这个人呢，是主要是负责于这个 introducing， 是介绍这个 Dixieland Jazz， 把这个爵士乐呢介绍给了白，就是白人。And without him, the genre would never have become so popular. 没有他的存在呢，那么这个领域呢，绝对不可能变得如此的流行。那么 Bebop and Cool Jazz 是咆哮乐，还有这个咆哮乐哈，咆哮乐和这个冷酷啊，叫做冷爵士乐 Cool Jazz 啊，冷爵士乐。然后呢，这个 an offshoot of classical jazz is bebop， 一个在典型爵士乐面的一个非常耀眼的金星啊，它管它叫做 bebop， 咆哮乐，它是在 Harlem 被开发的，在早期的1940年 ，onomatopoeic， 这是个拟声词啊，这是个拟声词 ，name was coined。这个名字是被一个年轻的演奏家取的哈，包括 Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker and Thelonious Monk to describe the style that emerged during the jazz session. 他这个解释了这种形式呢，就是在这个拥堵的时期，jam sessions， 就是在非常非常窘迫的时期呢，他把这种风格的音乐呢发展出去。Characterized by upbeat rhythms, fast tempo improvisation. 这个音乐是以什么著称的呢？是叫做这个上机节奏，还有这个非常快的这个鞭打 tempo， 非常快的节奏，完了这个非常快的这个拍子，还有呢就是即兴。Bebop 到后来呢，就被这个接受作为这个昵称 ，for the whole wave of new jazz exploded after World War II， 是什么呢？是后来这个新的爵士乐在第二世界大战之后啊被开发的，就是爆发出来的这个新型爵士乐的昵称。那么 Cool Jazz 又叫做 Modern Jazz， 就是现代爵士乐。Musicians take a more intellectual approach to their music，那么这音乐家们呢，用一种更高智慧的一种方法去接近他们的音乐。Disdaining 是蔑视一切的演绎才能。Showmanship， they often play with their backs to the audience， 他们经常背朝着这个观众。The rhythm is muted， 这个节奏呢是静音的。那么这些鼓手呢，仅仅是跟着这个节奏。On which the players say rather syncopating。这鼓手仅仅是跟着节奏，然后这些演奏的人他们就是属于就是配合 syncopating 啊， syncopating 实际上切分音的意思。syncopating syncopating 切分，他们就是爵士乐里面最喜欢做的就是切分音。The melodic improvisation is very free in cool jazz, and players often use counterpoint to play two improvised melodic lines at the same time. 然后这个有节奏的这个即兴演奏呢，是非常非常的自由，在这个现代爵士里面。然后这些演奏家呢，经常使用这种对立面去演奏两个即兴的旋律的这个 lines at the same time， 两个旋律在同时候啊。Two of the best known exponents of the cool jazz， 两个非常著名的典型的这个冷爵士，我们管它叫 Miles Davis， 还有叫 Dave Brubeck Quartet 啊。也就是说 cool jazz 实际上是一般都是这个他们演奏者呢，他们演的是演奏同一个旋律，但是用的是两个对立，两个，也就是说是同一个旋律，但是配合起来，一个是主旋律的，一个是副旋律，应该就是这个意思啊。好了，我给大家讲完了，不知道大家有没有听明白呢？那么我们下期再见。
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。